Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I am your host, Stacey Emery, joined by my awesome co-host, Dr. Ayo Kedar and Mr. Billy Miller. We're joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia, and other places, of course. But, you know, again, thank you for joining us for this evening. You know, this week we're starting off a brand new topic. It's a new week. It's a new month. You know, for those of you that may have missed us last week or, you know, even over the prior weeks, I would encourage you to go back to www.mindshifttalkradio.com and listen to the replays. We had an awesome series. We talked about Are You Broke? It was a three-part series. We talked about finances. We talked about, you know, success. We talked about, you know, spirituality. We talked about emotional breakdowns and so forth. So it was a really interesting topic and series to cover last month. But now we're on something totally different. As I said, this month is on success principles. So if you're looking to grow in any area of your life, whether it's your finances, whether it's your personal relationships, whether it's business, no matter what it is, basically the topics that we'll be discussing over the next month will help you to elevate every single area of your life. So like I said, I'm very excited to have my co-host on, and you guys are going to hear some different perspectives. And it's funny because when we start to have these topics, talking about success principles, you hear some things that are pretty general, things that you hear, you know, pretty much around the way, whether you're going online, if you're listening to some different CDs, if you're doing your own research, different books you're reading, you'll hear some similarities in the stories and the concepts that we're sharing. But what's great about Mind Shift Talk Radio, if you've never listened to us before, we all have some different perspectives on different things, and it's a very healthy gumbo is what I like to call it. So you're going to get a little bit of everything on this. Now, if you're a person that's sitting at home and you're able to jot some notes down, I encourage you to do so. But again, if you're not able to, if you're somewhere else and you just can't write right now, you're always able to go back online and listen to the replay. So again, you know, just make sure that you're paying attention. Make sure that you're calling in if you have any questions, if you have any concerns. You can go ahead and give us a call. The phone number is 347-989-0206. We'd love to hear what you guys have to say, what your thoughts are, what your concerns are. But, you know, let's go ahead and just get started with the topic. Billy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Awesome. You know, now when we talk about success principles, you and I have talked about these principles before. You know, we get real excited when we're talking about different books we're reading and talking about some of the things that we've learned. And there's different things that we've applied to our own lives. But when you hear about success principles, what does that mean to you when you hear people talking about success principles? What does it mean?
Well, success principles, well, first of all, let me say this. As you know, I'm Billy Miller, but I got to say this. I learned last week from last week's show that I also go by the name of Uncle Billy.
Uncle Billy?
Yeah, you called me Uncle Billy last week, but...
Oh, I did. I know. I said that. I was like, I don't know where that came from. I was just trying to throw something out there, and Uncle Billy came out. I started busting up laughing. I was like, maybe you were listening or something. I don't know. Oh, that's funny. Okay, yeah, you're Uncle Billy.
So anyway, you know, payback is a beast, but let's get into the topic, all right?
My bad. But, yeah, what does it mean to you? You know, success principles. Because you hear people now, you know, I'll just be completely honest. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like everywhere you go now, it's almost cliche. Everyone's talking about success principles. You know, people try to throw out names of different authors, and, you know, they may see one episode on PBS or something from Les Brown or someone, you know, Wayne Dyer or something, and all of a sudden they want to talk about success principles. And, you know, you and I both have read tons of books. I know we all talk about this, but, you know, for someone that's brand new to this, if they've never really been one to read these different authors' books, if they're not really into consciousness and so forth like that, if this is someone brand new, a baby coming into the world of awareness and success principles, what would you say to them?
I would tell them that success principles are timeless principles that are used by successful men and women throughout the years and throughout history. And success principles are established laws. And established laws mean that whoever works the law, it'll work for them. Just like gravity, gravity is an established law. So if somebody gets on the top of a building, whether it's an old man or a baby girl, whether they're fat or skinny, whether they're black or white, if they jump off that building, the law of gravity is going to work for them. Mm-hmm. And so success principles are established laws that successful people that we know and heard of, they've been using throughout the years since the beginning of time, and these established principles are still active and relevant today. And if you apply those principles, you'll get the same success, you'll get the same type of results.
Exactly.
And success doesn't mean reaching your destination, but it's more of who you become on your way to your destination.
Awesome.
And so in order to become successful, you're going to have to use these success principles. That's what's going to stretch you. That's what's going to mold you into becoming successful in every area of your life. You can't become successful in any area without success principles. You just can't wish for it. You just can't hope for it. You know, you're going to have to put some application, and you're going to have to apply these principles to your life. In order to fulfill your dreams, you're going to have to use these success principles in order to fulfill your vision. When God gives you a God-given vision, you become pregnant with it. And once you discover that vision, that's when you discover that you're pregnant with vision. And when you're pregnant with vision, there are certain things you're going to do. You have a few choices. And from what I learned, that there are three types of people when it comes to vision. When you realize that God has given you a vision, when you realize what you're here for, there are three types of people. And the first one is those who abort the vision. Those who abort the vision. So those who can write down, need to write some notes, write that down. Those who abort the vision. These are the people that they just don't want any vision. They don't have any dreams. They don't have any goals. They don't have any desires. They don't really care. They just live in day to day, que sera, sera, whatever happens, happens. I heard this quote before. Y'all probably heard it before. It says, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. This is the, right, you heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Okay, that's the path that these people are on. And these people that abort the vision, these are the poorest people in the world. Regardless of how much money you have, these are the poorest people in the world. Because Proverbs 29, verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And one of the definitions for perish is to reduce to nothing. So when you're going through life without vision, you're going to reduce to nothing, to zero. I mean, you eventually just vanish. And so with that in mind, these people are also the most forgettable people in the world. These are the people that don't leave a mark. When they die, you don't hear anything else about them. And also, while we're on the topic of these people, these are the people that you shouldn't be listening to. A lot of times, because these people are our family members, these are people on our jobs, these are people we went to school with, some of these people that are around us don't have vision. They don't have any vision. They can't see past their bills. They can't see past their bad marriage. They can't see past their limitation. So they're not the best resource to help us develop ours. Not saying that you need to cut them off or become their enemy, but you just need to stop spending so much time with them because they're anchors dragging you down rather than motors that keep you going.
Definitely. You have to be mindful. You know, and it's funny that you said that. I'm glad that you said that because, you know, I was talking to someone about that before, and I was saying how you have to be careful about the company you keep. And as you start to change the way that you think and the way that you speak, some people are not going to be comfortable with that. Some people are not comfortable with the new you. And I can't remember who has – I've read this quote before, and you're probably familiar with it. There's some quote that's out there. I just read it recently, honestly, about how you can't sit there and you can't just minimize your thoughts or your dreams. You can't limit yourself to make other people feel comfortable. in their situation. And, you know, sometimes people do that. We get so caught up in, you know, what other people may feel, who's going to be intimidated, whose toes we're going to step on. And we sit there and we start to suppress that, what I call that greatness that's within us. And it's not necessarily to say, okay, you just cut everyone off, but you have to learn how to deal with people differently. As you just said, it's not that we're going to stop talking to maybe, you know, the friends we grew up with or the people that we work with or so forth, but you'll learn to understand that there are certain things that you, that they'll say that you have to take with a grain of salt. You can't
right.
take everything to heart. And especially when it's family members, because our family members, they love us, you know, they care for us, and we may say we're starting off on this brand new venture, and you'll hear all the reasons why you should not do it. You know, it's not going to work, or you have to be careful, you need to get a 9-to-5 and make sure you work for all these years and get that pension and all that stuff. And because they can't see, like you said, they're limited by just their current bills and their current situation, they can't see anything beyond that. And so when you come in now with this new mindset, with these new thoughts, with this new vision for your life, other people can't handle it, and they're quick to sit there and tell you, you know, don't do it, you know, and it's out of fear normally, and you have to be very careful, even when you're setting your own goals, that you're not setting your goals or your action plans based on fear, you know, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does.
Because a lot of people do that. Yeah, so I like the fact that you said that. We're not telling anyone to just cut off your family members, stop talking to your
right.
friends, anything like that, you know, but just be careful mm-hmm. and just realize what it is. Start to see things for that which they really are. And you'll learn there are certain people you can have conversations with and other people that you can't. For example, I can talk to you about certain things I can't talk to another person about. I talk about my sister all the time. I can talk to my sister about almost anything, and she understands me. But then I have other sisters. I come from a big family. You know, I have 5 big sisters. And I can talk to every sister about something different. I can't talk to them all the same way. It's just a parent rearing their children. You can't train all your children the same way. You can't raise them the same way.
Right.
Also, it's the same thing when you're growing and your consciousness, and you have to be guarded. You have to protect yourself. You have to protect your dreams. You may not want to share your dreams with the world when you're just started.
Right.
And it's so easy because we're so excited, like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to conquer the world. I'm going to do this and do that. And you just have all these people just, oh, gosh, it's like darts just coming at you, all this negative energy. So you may want to be a little bit reserved, you know, and just keep those things to yourself, or again, talk to those individuals that can help build you up, that can help guide you and gear you towards where it is that you need to be. So I'm sorry, I'm just going off on that, but go ahead.
You're good. And you have to be, you have to be careful with who you share your dreams with and who you share your vision with, because we've been brought up to have an approval committee. And so God will give us an idea, or we'll get a vision, and we just need somebody to tell us, okay, that's okay, or we're doing the right thing. And so we'll ask somebody about it, but if the problem is because it's a family member or whatever, and they're not the right person, they're going to say things that's going to disapprove because of their fear, like you were saying. You know, you start hearing stuff like, why you got to have a house that big? Or you need the money to start a business like that, or you dreaming too big. So you start hearing stuff like that, then you're talking to the wrong person. And this is something that God shared with me in a dream, and I want you to remember this right here. I'm going to say it clear. Everybody got my all attention on me. Don't exchange your vision for other people's limitations. God shared that with me in a dream, because what happens is, because you need that approval committee, you exchange your vision, you tell them your vision, but because they're limited, they're going to exchange and give you their limitation. Now, when they walk off, they're going to throw away your dream, they're going to throw away your vision, but you're going to walk off and hold on to their limitations, and you're going to live a life that's unsatisfied because you're not doing what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. And I've talked about that before, about how we all have a purpose. We all have a destiny. There are certain things that we're all being called to do. And if you look to the wrong sources for direction, if you're looking to people outside of yourself, or just the wrong group of individuals, like you said, to edify you or to justify what it is that you want to do, to add any type of credibility to what it is that you want to do, you're basically heading for failure. You know, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up to be hurt. You're setting yourself up for disappointment. If it's something in your heart that you truly believe that you're being called to do, if you sit there and you say, you know what, this is my purpose, this is what I should be doing. You know, we've talked about passion and purpose before and so forth, but if it's something that you truly, genuinely believe in your heart that this is something you should be doing, it doesn't matter what your mom has to say about it, doesn't matter what your siblings have to say about it, doesn't matter what your husband or your wife has to say about it, your kids, it doesn't matter what they have to say, excuse me, you're so focused and you're so committed that you're going to do whatever it takes to get there. You know what I mean? Despite the challenges. And I said this on Facebook. I was actually just, you know, posting on Facebook, and I was thinking about it. And I said, you know, sometimes we come across these challenges and we come across these obstacles and we go through these trials and we sit there and think, okay, maybe I should just, you know, throw in the towel now. Maybe I should just give up. But, you know, when you're really on the right track and you're going where it is that you need to go, you're going to come across these hurdles and these obstacles. They help to build your character. You know, they help to really define who you are, you know, whether or not you're going to fall and whether or not you're going to continue to work through it. And you know you're on the right track when you're coming across these obstacles, because if it's easy street, if you're able to just go in and clock out every day and there's no challenges, there's nothing for you to grow from, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, then maybe that's not the purpose. You know, but I say that to people all the time. You know, if you're running into these challenges and you're coming across these hurdles, but you're overcoming them, then that's probably part of the plan. You know, it's just helping you to get that much closer. That's when you know you're on the right track. So, you know, definitely, I like that. And I, when you said that just now, when you talked about exchanging your vision for people's limitations, it's just like what Les Brown said. You guys know, you'll hear me say Les Brown a million times on this show because I totally love Les Brown. You know, he's just so amazing. He's such an awesome speaker to me, but he talks about the same thing. And when he shares his story, he has these different CDs and DVDs, the series on leadership, and he shares his story about, you know, his background and where he comes from and the challenges he had to overcome in school and so forth, and just having those mentors and those people there that would keep him, you know, on the right track, that would keep him focused on what it is that he was able to do. And they were pulling things out of him that he didn't even know was within himself. And like you just said, if you have people in your life that are sitting there beating up your dream and telling you you can't do something, then those are not the people that you want to keep in your life, because people that really care about you and people that are truly there for you will push you to the next level because they see the potential that you may not even see in yourself. You know, they deposit into you. It's not about you just depositing and feeding into other people, but you have people feeding into you and depositing into you. So you want to make sure that you're just keeping the right company. And as I said before, and I said this probably on the first show that we had on Mindshift, that as you start to grow in awareness and as you start to talk differently and speak differently, you'll notice that your whole circle of influence is going to change. You will see people come into your life that you never thought possibly could ever be your friend. You'll start to go out to lunch with people that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm sitting here talking to this person that's the CEO of this company, or you know, this entrepreneur, or whatever it may be. You know, 5 years ago, you probably didn't even see yourself in this place. You know, and it's like, wow, here it is coming full circle. So again, that's when you know that you're on the right track. But yeah. You know, tell us about that other person. You know, talking about, I'm just really curious to hear these three people.
Okay. The second person, when it comes to vision, are those who miscarry their vision. Those who miscarry their vision. And to miscarry means to fail to achieve the intended purpose. Have you ever met like a woman who's had like two or three miscarriages? This is the lady. If you look at her, she's very frustrated. I mean, the reason she's frustrated is because it's not that she doesn't want the baby. She wants the baby. But things keep happening, whether there's something wrong with her body or whatever, that's stopping her from achieving it. And so likewise, those who miscarry their vision, these are people, they have vision, they have goals, they have dreams and desires, but they don't know the necessary steps to achieve those desires or to reach those goals or to achieve those dreams. They desire a good life, but they're not taking the right step. They don't know the steps of how to get this good life. And these people are the most frustrated people in the world. And this is the most common out of the three that I'm telling you. And most people that are listening, most people are in the world fit into this category right here. They want life. They want a good life. But they don't know the success principles to get it. They don't know the recipe to get it. They don't know the instructions. And so they walk around desiring goodness and greatness, but don't know where to go. And then these people, because they don't know the right principles, these are the ones who tend to fall for get-rich-quick schemes, fall for false prophets. They fall for all type of foolishness because they have a desire, but they don't know the right steps to get it.
So, have you ever met? I mean, yeah, I've met people like that. But, okay, so you know, they're sitting there, they have a desire, and they, like you said, they miscarry it. But what are they supposed to do? Here I am, but what should they be doing? Because what is it that causes that? If you sit there and say, okay, I know for sure that I'm going to be successful at X, Y, Z, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. You know, why are people falling into this trap? If they've already said that they've understood what their purpose is and they have the vision, what's making them fall back?
Well, actually, there's a couple things that that's making them fall back. And one of the things is a lot of times people go after what's popular rather than what's needed.
Gotcha.
And not saying that what's popular is not good, but what's needed is greater. So in other words, you need to learn how to say no to the good and yes to the great. There are a lot of great things. For example, like Les Brown, like you were saying, Les Brown, right? Well, mm-hmm. Les Brown is popular, and not saying that Les Brown is not good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you need to go where God has called you to go. I mean, so you don't want to miss out on the greatness that God has for you because you chose the popular that was good for you.
Love
you know,
it.
Don't miss out on Chris Gloss because you was too focused on Les Brown. You know,
it.
don't miss out on Michael T. Smith because you were too focused on T.D. Jakes. You got it?
Mm.
Don't miss out on Mind Shift Talk Radio because you were too focused on Tom Joyner. You got what I'm saying?
Say it again. That's the truth. You're right. And you know what? It makes me think, I talk about James Allen all the time, and when you talk about being pregnant with your vision and so forth, you know, I think about the time that my baby was conceived. You know, and I think about when I talk about my baby, meaning my vision, and James Allen was one of the first individuals that really took me to the next level in terms of my thinking and my awareness. And so I reference him quite a bit. I even keep a little bitty copy of As a Man Thinketh in my pocketbook when I'm traveling or whatever it may be, because sometimes I'll just want to sit and just, you know, go through a couple of pages, just skim through it, just to refresh myself. You know, I think James Allen is awesome. And like I said, he's probably one of the first authors besides like H. Emily Caddy and so forth that really got me to think outside the box. And I know there's one part in As a Man Thinketh where he does talk about what you just talked about, those people that miscarry their dreams. He talks about how some people can reach a very high level of success. But if you don't continue to monitor your thoughts, if you don't continue to monitor your actions, you can fall just as quickly as you rose, you know, to mm-hmm. that level of success. And so he talks about how, you know, some people will get to that level where they look successful to everyone else, but then they're carrying these thoughts of selfishness, you know, they may be arrogant. You know, he always talks about these wicked and indecent thoughts that people have, and you can take that any way you choose to take it. But basically he's saying when you have those impure thoughts and you don't have the best intentions, you can fall, you know, and it's like those thoughts that you hold just take, it's like a cancer. You can have 100 positive thoughts, and it's that one small negative one that you allow to come in, and you don't stop it. You don't stomp on its big toe. You know, you continue to let it fester and tiptoe around in your mind, and before you know it, like all of those positive thoughts that you had are gone. You know, you're so focused on that one negative. It's just like, you know, when you're dealing with people and someone can sit there and give you all the compliments in the world and tell you you're beautiful and you're a great person, you have a great personality, and you're da-da-da-da-da. You hear all these great things, and they say that one thing, but, you know, that's a funny little birthmark on your face. Or, you know, that little mark over your eye looks a little weird. Or, you know, you got big lips. Or, you know, they can say whatever, and you focus on that one negative thing that they said when they said 100 positive things about you. It's the same thing with our mind. We sit there and we have to continuously feed positive things into our mind because it's so easy to fall off the right track. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in the negativity. And that's not even so much about just your mindset, but just the things that we see on a day-to-day basis. You know, we're watching the news, we're on our way to work, we're hearing news on the radio, we're watching, you know, things on TV, we're reading newspapers. And so there's just so much negativity that just bombards you on a daily basis. And if you don't protect yourself, whether it be with the words, if you're sitting there listening to positive music and inspirational things on the radio or on CD or whatever it may be, it's so easy to lose it, you know. And like you just said, people get caught up in the success for the wrong reasons. They chase the wrong thing. It's not a matter of living your purpose and doing what you've been called to do. It's about what looks good, like you said, what's popular, what brings in the most money, what gives me the status, the clout, everything like that. That's what people get caught up in. And so it may look good on the outside. You may see people like, God, why is it that this person is always getting ahead? You know, I'm sitting here, an honest person, working hard, going to school, taking care of my family, and things are just not working out. But then you have these people down the street that are just doing all the wrong things, bending all the rules, and it seems like they get ahead. And I tell people, don't get caught up in what you see, you know, because that's you don't know the truth. You don't know everything behind it. You don't know the price that person has had to pay. You don't know the price that they're going to pay. You don't know all the details. So don't get caught up in what looks good, because you don't know what the real deal is.
Right.
You know?
And, you know, another mistake that people make is they desire the provision, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they put the provision as a priority over the provider. You know, they don't make God their top priority. And so that's a lot of mistakes that people make. And a good example with this is, just say, you know, I'm surrounded by winning women on this radio, so I'm one of the most blessed men in the world because I'm surrounded by winning women. So, fellas, don't hate, okay? But y'all some winning women. So y'all
one brownie point.
Okay, let me give you this scenario. Just say Earl got your phone number, right?
Earl.
And so, you know, you talking to Earl, and all Earl doing is talking about sex. All he's doing is talking about your body parts. All he's doing is talking about how fine you are. All Earl want is the goodies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will Earl get any play?
Not at all.
He won't get any play at all, because that's all he's focused on. That's all he's seeking. But if you find a real man of God, if a real man of God approach you, and he won't, even though he admire your beauty, but he's more focused on what's in your mind, he's more focused on what's in your heart, you'll become his woman. You'll become his wife. And once you become his wife, then he can have all the goodies that he wants. And the goodies that he didn't even know about,
mm-hmm.
because of he put the priorities in the right order. You know, it was this kid. I saw this kid in the store one time, and he was asking his mother for some candy, right? And his mother wouldn't give him no candy. So he went crying and went to his daddy screaming for his daddy, right? Well, he doesn't really want his daddy. He just really want what he think his daddy will give him. And so a lot of times out of frustration, we call out to God, but it's not because we really want him. It's just we just want what we think he'll do for us. And so we have to make sure that we're not putting the provision over the provider, because that's putting the cart before the horse, and you can't get anywhere like that. You can't seek God's hand and not seek his face. Once I made the decision to seek God's face, he couldn't keep his hands off me, because I had the priorities in the right order. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." But he says, seek the kingdom first. He didn't say you shouldn't seek the things, but he said, listen, seek the kingdom of God first. Seek his righteousness first. Then these things will happen. You know, focus on him. Seek his face, and then you'll get his hands.
Definitely. It's the same thing with whatever it is that you want to accomplish. Whether, say, for example, it's in business. Say you want to open up a new business. You're going to have the number one, the best-selling hot dog stand in the city of Atlanta. Say that's your goal. You know, and you may not even have, you know, your own place. You may not even have the money to buy your first pack of hot dogs. You may not even have the money to get, you know, the cart secured, anything like that. But you have it in your head that is your vision. You are supposed to own, you know, this best-selling hot dog stand on Peachtree in Atlanta. And you have to walk as if you're already there. You have to carry yourself as if you're already that owner of that business. And I just had a hot dog stand to throw that out there. Maybe I'm hungry. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I always need food for some reason. But anyway, you know, whatever it is that you aspire to do, you have to already walk in that. You have to walk in those shoes and see. You know, it's funny because I was just having this conversation today. We talk about individuals that sit there and say one thing, but their actions show you otherwise. You know, and I had this conversation probably three times with three different people today, which is funny. But people are very inconsistent. You know, your actions are inconsistent in what it is that you say that you want to do. You know, you sit there and say that you want to be, you just use marriage, for example. You say that you want to have this awesome husband. You want your Boaz, but you're not willing to do what's necessary to become that virtuous woman that your Boaz deserves. You know, so it's like you can't sit there and look for all the greatness and everything in other people, but you're not willing to do the work that it takes for you to walk in those shoes as well. And when we even when we talk about spirituality, you know, you just really talk about spirituality. And it's the same thing when we talk about thoughts, because in order for you to even grow spiritually, there has to be a commitment that takes place. There has to be a desire for you to grow. It's the same thing with anything else that you're doing. As you change, you know, your actions, you'll start to see a change in the character. You rise into this position of influence. You start to rise into this position where you're able to be blessed, and you see it, and people see that. They see that in you. They see this light in you. And I think I talked about this before when I was hosting a show of Heart to Heart, and I was talking about the example that I heard about this story. I met an individual, actually, and I shared this on Heart to Heart, where he talked about this bank teller. You know, and he always talked about this bank teller that walked as if he already was a bank manager. And he would go into the bank, and he would see this young man in the bank, and he would always say, you know, how long have you been here? And, you know, the guy had only been there a short time, but he was the only one that wore a full suit, you know, and always looked sharp. And the other tellers were just, you know, looking nice, you know, presentable, but he really took it up a notch. And he just said that he had the dream of being a manager. And before long, he became the manager of that location. But he always carried himself as a manager. You know, whether he was just a teller, a part-time teller, whatever it was, he carried himself as a manager because he saw himself being a manager. And I've met several people like that that talk about how they always saw themselves in the positions they're in. You know, one of my friends, Nicole Cooper, lover, you know, went to high school together, just a very awesome person in terms of her attitude, in terms of her spirit. You know, she's just a fireball. And it's the same thing, you know, even when Nicole, she'll share her story, and, you know, I hope to have her on this show soon, you know, for her to share her story, but she'll share her story, and you'll hear, like, the very low places she's been in her life in terms of, you know, the struggles that she's had. And you look at her now, for those people that are coming to know her now in the recent year, wouldn't even know half the things that she's gone through, half of the experiences that we've had just growing up in the neighborhood that we grew up in. And to see her now, it's just to see her blossom. It's so amazing. But even when we were young children, you know, in the hood in South Central L.A., we had visions of where we were supposed to be, you know, where we would be. And, you know, we're walking in that every single day. So when you make the decision to change your consciousness, when you sit there and say, okay, I want to be successful, it doesn't stop there with you making the decision. You have to be prepared for all the work that goes behind it. And you have to continue to feed into yourself. You have to continue to nourish your dream. You have to nurture yourself. And especially when it gets really hard. You know, you get into those, oh, my gosh, and sometimes you look around and it's just like nothing is working out according to plan. You have a vision of plan A, but it seems like everything else is working against you. For some reason, you don't see anything, any of the events in your life, they're not lining up with where it is that you say that you're going. But again, those are the times that you have to continue to push, and you have to push harder. There are times that I've had where I didn't even feel like getting out of bed because it's like, oh, my God, it's just not working out. But when you understand that that purpose is bigger than you, it's not about you. It's not about your feelings. It's not about your emotions. It doesn't matter if you're tired. It doesn't matter if you're hungry. It's something bigger than you. There are so many other people that are waiting for you to grow. There are so many other people that are waiting for you to fulfill your purpose. You know, we sit there and we think that we live our lives only for ourselves. And I'm probably starting to preach, but I'm just so passionate about this. Because we get so caught up thinking it's just about us, and there's so much more to it. You know, there's such a bigger picture, and we have to learn how to just push ourselves out the way, because sometimes we block ourselves. You know, we're talking about success principles, and we're talking about, you know, I think this is a great way to start this topic, Billy, which you're talking about these different types of people, because people need to be able to identify where they are right now. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, you may be brand new to listening to Mindshift or any other show out there. There's several shows that you can listen to, but if you don't understand where you are right now and where you're starting from, it's going to be hard to come up with an action plan to get you to the next level. So you need to really be honest with yourself when you listen to this show, when you listen to Billy talking about these different types of people. Be very honest with yourself, you know, and be able to identify who you are and where you are. But once you identify where you are in this game, that's when you're able to start really getting into the game and be able to play to win. But you can't play to win if you don't even know what your position is. You have to understand what your position is. You know, so just be very open-minded when you listen to this stuff. And don't sit there and think like, okay, I've heard these things before, because I know me personally, I've probably read every book out there, self-help books, listened to CDs, DVDs, gone to conferences. But at the end of the day, it's about what works for me. You know,
right.
There's nothing cookie cutter when it comes to success principles or things that you should do to get to. There's nothing cookie cutter about it. You have to do what works for you.
All right.
But let's go on to the next one. I'm ready. Come on, let's
go.
Erwin,
you ready?
You ready? I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. I heard a quote that says, "Dreams come a size too big so we can grow into them."
All right.
All right. Third step. Y'all ready? Third person.
Mm-hmm.
Third person is those who give birth to their vision. Those who give birth to their vision. These are the visionaries. This is the category that you want to be in. Visionaries are people who have vision and are taking the necessary steps to get there. These are people who have dreams, they have desires, they have goals, and they're operating the success principles. They're practicing a lifestyle and taking the right steps and going towards the direction of their goal, of their vision, of their dream. And these people are the most unforgettable people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Martin Luther King Jr.?
Mm-mm. No, I'm just kidding. Like, yeah.
Unforgettable. You ever heard of Albert Einstein?
Unforgettable.
Unforgettable. You ever heard of Jesus?
Unforgettable.
And see, these are people who have left the mark, and they fulfill their vision, and they're unforgettable. And you right now should be known for your vision. When you hear, most people, when they hear Hershey, what do they think about?
Chocolate.
But Hershey is a person, but he's known for his vision. I say his name, you don't think of him, you think of his vision. When I say Walt Disney, what do you think about?
Disneyland,
Mickey Mouse, whatever.
Mouse.
But Walt Disney is a person's name.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear that name, he's known for his vision. And just like everybody else, just like Bill Gates, just like Jordan, just like Hewlett Packard, when you hear Hewlett Packard, you don't think of his two people that started this company. One of them's named Hewitt and one of the other was named Packard. You follow me? But they're known. I know I said the name all wrong, but they're known for their vision.
All right.
And you should be known for your vision rather than being known for something negative. You know, when I say Hitler, you think of something negative. When I say the devil, you think of something negative. You don't want to be in that category. You know, you don't want to. See, when you hear Earl and Pookie and Ray Ray and them, you automatically have a negative thought going in your head, because Pookie somewhere a long time ago was a fool, shot up the party, did all of this crazy stuff, and so now when you hear those names, you automatically think, oh, trouble.
Now we're going to be getting emails and messages from people named Pookie all over the
place. People named Earl. Earl, look, call up to on the air right now, Earl.
Yeah, we
get
some
hate in the chat room.
Earl. Yeah, I'm not answering the line. I'm not opening the line.
I apologize, Earl.
Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, and that's powerful. That's awesome to think about that. What are people going to remember you for? You know, what is that vision? You know, when I hear the name Billy Miller, what comes to mind? You know, when people hear your name, what comes to mind? What do you want people to remember you for? And, you know, we've talked about this before. We've talked about how, you know, our lives are like a book, and we're every day we're writing a new page in this book. And so if you were to leave tomorrow, you know, what type of story has your life told about you? You know what I mean? And it's exciting, because despite the challenges or the mistakes you've made even, you have a new opportunity every day to write a brand new page. You can turn, you can make a twist and a turn to the story. And that's exciting in itself. You know, it doesn't have to stay the way it's been. You may say, okay, my life has been the same, you know, day in and day out for the last 10 years. It's been blah. It's been boring. You know, no one's interested. But you have an opportunity to change that. You know, and I think that's just so amazing. You know, when I sit there and I hear people's stories, it's just like you have an opportunity to change that every single day. So I like that. I definitely like that. When people think about your name, I'm thinking now, okay, if I hear the name Stacey Emery, what comes to mind? You know, people probably say that crazy girl that's real goofy trying to sing or something. I don't know. but no, I think that's awesome. But I'll ask you that. I don't think Io's on with us right now. She was screening some calls. But,
okay.
You know, when I hear, when you leave Billy, you know, what type of legacy are you trying to leave behind? When people hear Billy Miller, what do you want them to think about? What should come to mind when I hear the name Billy Miller?
I want them to hear that the word is their is their life. That's the main revelation that God has given me.
Mm-hmm.
And that the word of God is their life. And that's the short version. Of course, I can make that long, but that's the main thing that I preach, that the word of God is not just the pathway to life, not just the way to life, but it is your life. And once you realize that the word of God is your life, you'll never let it go, you'll never give up, you'll never quit.
Okay. I love it. Well, when I hear Billy Miller, I just think, you know, inspirational man, doing things, handling business, you know, just always encouraging others. I can just say so many positive things, and it's funny because, you know, we met, for those people that don't know, we've never met in person. You know, Billy and I have worked together and just shared so many different ideas and so forth and never met face-to-face. And it's because of things that I read that you wrote. You know, it's like, you know, that's all we can do is go by the things that we read and you see if they're consistent over time. But the one thing I can say about you, Billy, is you've been consistent from day one. From the first day I met I read one of your writings, one of your posts, until now, it's been consistent. But at the same time, it's just been amazing to see your growth because your message has been consistent. But you can see your evolution. You can see how you're growing and how you're moving closer towards that, to fulfilling that purpose, and that's awesome. You know, it's exciting when I look at my friends and I look at my colleagues and I can just see how everyone's working their own thing. You know, we hear Dr. Io all the time, and she's just off the charts with energy and excitement. She's so funny, you know, but when I say she's committed, when it's about business, she's serious, do not play. You know, she's like, do not play with me when it's about her business. And I love that. You know, for me personally, when people hear my name, I want people to think the first word that should come to mind should be compassion. You know, it should be, you know, sincerity. I want people to know my heart and to know what my purpose is in terms of helping other people, you know, achieve their goals and their dreams. And it almost sounds cliche because you hear tons of people say it, you know, we can even think about it in terms of sales and Zig Ziglar talking about if you want to get what you want, you got to help enough people get what they want and so forth and blah, blah, blah. But for me, it really is, I mean, it's so encouraging and it's so fulfilling to see people growing and to see people getting to the next level, to hear people say, you know what, I would have never thought about something that way. I just love your perspective, but I never would have thought about it that way. You know, that's enough for me. Just to say you listened to one heart-to-heart call and it was just like, wow, it made a difference for you. I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm good at that point. And for me, that's what it's about. I want people to think visionary. I want them to think, you know, a person of compassion, a person of integrity, you know, that virtuous woman, that woman that really has a heart to give and to serve God and to serve people. That's the legacy that I want to leave behind. And I pray to God that I do that, you know, and I believe that
it
will happen. Thank you. I believe that it will happen. So.
And one of the things, another thing real quick that I want to, that one of my desires is whenever people come into contact with information that I provide, that
mm-hmm.
it'll take them to a higher level. Even if they are already on a higher level, once they come in contact with the ministry that's in me, they'll go even higher.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, Billy, thank you, you know, for tonight's show, just for being on here with me. You know, I look forward to the rest of the conversations we're going to have, you know, throughout this month about this, about success principles. Now, of course, we're going to go into some different discussions and, you know, you guys will be able to hear from different individuals that we'll have on the show this month. But again, when you come to Mind Shift Talk Radio, I definitely encourage you to come with an open mind. You may not hear what you like, but you're going to hear what you need to hear, you know. And then if it's something that offends you, you know, hey, I'm sorry. I'll say sorry up front.
If we stepped on your toes, put on some steel-toed boots.
There you go. You know what I mean? But it is not going to water down our message. It is not going to water down our purpose. It is not going to water down our vision. You know, we know exactly why we're here. We know what it is that people need to hear because we know what we need to hear. We're just being very transparent. We're not sitting here putting on a show, but it's really about us just sharing our vision and sharing our perspective, sharing our insight, and just the experiences we've had. You know, and if you like it, great. And if you don't like it, hey, great. But if you don't like it, I ask that you just spread the word. Tell some other people about this show. You know, let them go online. Let them go to Mindshift Talk Radio, listen to some replays, something like that. You know, as you heard Billy Miller, he's an awesome man. Great website and newsletter. If you have not subscribed yet, I would definitely encourage you to go to his website, thewordisyourlife.com. You will definitely be inspired by the messages.
I also got a new blog I just started, too, real quick, which is Billie Reads. reads.blogspot.com, and this is where I'm talking about different books that I'm reading. So
awesome. Well, thanks, Billy. You know, thank you guys for tuning in tonight, listening to Mindshift Talk Radio. Definitely, and you know, just love your support and appreciate your support. And we just hope to hear you here, or hope that you'll join us next week, next Monday, same time, same place, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You guys be blessed, stay encouraged, and continue to stay on track, you know, towards fulfilling that purpose. So be blessed. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mindshift Radio.